The Hobbit Kink Meme in 30 Lines. Compiled by a series of anonymous authors and read by Calicaria.
First iteration. An unexpected orgy. So why is Killy so much prettier and more delicate faced than the rest of the dwarves? Because he's half-elf, of course. Pretty sure every Azog face is a rape face. Everyone has an embarrassing slash awkward phase in which they totally have the hots for Legolas. Don't deny it, you so did. I have a majestic need! Mostly, there just isn't enough pubic flower arranging. A little angst is fine, but I'm mostly wanting a sort of bodice-ripping, "You shall be mine, sexy hobbit," from Thorin, and, "Oh, Master Oakenshield, oh, you're so overpowering," from Bilbo. Meanwhile, Gandalf watches this unfold and just laughs to himself. Because Beaufort has the best sad face. Thranduil and the Elves, owners of the poshest motherfucking raw vegan restaurant you have ever seen. This meme needs 9,000% more Caniculus. Feely has always had this unfortunate gift of being in a cave where there's an earthquake and it falls apart and getting trapped inside. Scalding gravy justice. Thranduil, having been playing this game since before Feely's ancestors were even born, somehow manages to do them both, completing his Line of Durin dwarf bingo card. The Goblin King executed a perfect pirouette and sang in his heavenly voice about voodoo and babies. Why so cute, Ori? You're gonna get deflowered so bad in this meme. Bring on slutty Thranduil. His parties are legendary. So is his dick. No quest in Middle-earth is complete without a visit to Tom Bombadil's Shack of Love. The only reason Gandalf manages to put up with the company is because he's high. Like, all the time. My kingdom for a filly! Let's apply that to the Alpha Omega universe. Welcome to the community of Killy sadists. Gollum and Smaug have relationship problems. Because Beaufort wishes him the best. In his pants. You don't understand them like Ori does. Because there cannot be enough diss in this meme. Because what kind of speciesist crap is "please confirm you are a human being"? Dwarf sex Olympics. I can double take a tag all I want. I'm king under the mountain. Okay, let's pretend no one dies at the end of The Hobbit. Second iteration. Then we'll both be ashamed together. It has been brought to my attention that James Nesbitt is quite hot for an older gentleman. I wasn't aware I shipped those two until 5 seconds ago. Bonus points if the trolls totally misinterpret this and are deeply unsettled. Well, that's not right. Release the beer! He's a beautiful Irish seagull, and I love him. Thranduil is trying to out-bitch Galadriel, who's all, "Bitch, no, I'm the sparkliest." Because brothers, guys. Sweet Monwana milk carton, someone fill this. I will give my left arm to whoever writes Feely as the pregnant one. Gandalf marries Smaug. All their waiters are stupid tall and confusingly androgynous. Blood and thunder! OP, I'm going to find you and get your real firstborn. My king, the hobbit looks absolutely terrified. Let him go. Thorin is Scrooge McDuck. I want Bilbo to love that hefty, hard dwarf dick in him. There's always some space in hell. Feely and Keely being the two annoying unicorns, obviously. Not a majestic asshat, you mean? How can I be majestic with a small child hanging from my cape? Beaufort has sex. Bilbo returns to the Shire, tries to reclaim all his things, blah blah blah, sadness. I know of a fist when I hear it. Extra points for creepy Thranduil's POV. So, yeah, fuck logic and timelines. Ori is hanging out with Pippin in the Shire. You let us off a cliff, Thorin! Half of me is going, oh no! While the other half is going, yes, good. Fucked up people are the best people. No one dies. Iteration the third. Once he had even ruled all of Middle-earth and sent Balrogs out to burn giant letters in the fields, Sauron plus Morgoth. He still wished he'd had the courage to insist on a great big heart. It's big, it's sexy, it's nose. It's nearly 2:30 in the morning, and this seems like a good idea. Thorin proceeded to beat the ever-living crap out of Sir Lancelot. We all know they end up in the dungeons, so let's see them end up in a slightly different dungeon setting. Thranduil's harem. You don't run off! No! Bad Bilbo! Very bad! Seriously, can't get it out of my head that Nori is a rent boy by night. Galadriel and Gandalf were having their invasive mind conversation, and Saruman was going on about mushrooms in the background. Sex pollen! How has this not been requested? Every single kink meme needs this! Hobbits are born with sticks up their arses, and only their intended may remove them. Bye. Dwarven beard bondage. Does this count as pedophilia if Keely is 77? If I'm going to hell, I may as well do it in my preferred narrative point of view. Cue the first Hobbit Dark Lord. But really, just dwall in any pussy. I am in deep incestuous and or cross-species love with this prompt. Stupid sexy Thorin is the best Thorin. Can the ponies seriously be ice superstars? A rare known fact about hobbits is that they crave sex nearly as often as they crave food. Seconded. Seconded to Mordor and back. Braid my beard? Dear sir, I am a married man! Anything. Anything at all that has to do with naughty hobbit calendar the cast gave to Peter. Thankfully, Thorin pulls an Aragorn and turns out not to be dead. Thranduil has a seedy, sexy nightclub. There are snakes. And leather. And dancers. And kinky stuff. Well, that turned out to be gloomy and more Silmarillion-y than Hobbit-y. So Gandalf is just left there, like, what the fuck is this shit? Thorin asks Bilbo to marry him. Bilbo happily agrees. Duh. You can't stop me, motherfucker, 'cause I'm on a moose. Hobbits are born with sticks up their arses, and only their intended... Why is this the one that breaks me? Oh my god. I got through everything else before this, and I can't get through this line. Okay. Sweet Manwin, a milk carton.